Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com, and it's our Blues Report. In just a moment, we'll hear from Chris Raby. The St. Louis Blues scored the game-winning goal, third period, recording another shutout. Jordan Binnington, 19th shutout, his fifth in 18 starts. Blues 2-0 win against the Central Division leading Nashville Predators. That was Tuesday night at Enterprise Center. They've got another game tonight. You can see that game on Fox Sports Midwest. The game on Tuesday, the Blues, the win, 13-1-1 in their last 15 games. They're now, folks, within 5 points of the division lead. Tonight, they'll be in Carolina. What have the Hurricanes done? Well, they scored 6 times Tuesday to beat the LA Kings 6-1. The Blues have won 4 straight games against the Hurricanes. They're 10-4-1 in their last 15 meetings. Carolina leads the league in shots per game at 28. The Blues rank fourth with 28.9. Should be a fun game tonight, and that game in Carolina. And again, you can see that on Fox Sports Midwest. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds, family-owned and operated for over 60 years. They have top-quality jewelry at affordable prices, so stop paying too much at the chain stores and experience that Lordo's Diamonds difference. They're located in the heart of Ladue. The phone number to call, 432-8008. When you walk through their doors, Mike or Jimmy Lordo, they'll be there to greet you. They're there every day. You say, Danny Mac sent me in here, and they'll show you all the great jewelry that they have for you to take home. LordosDiamonds.com to see their selection on the web, LordosDiamonds.com. How hot are the Blues right now? Well, they tied a franchise record for the most wins ever in a calendar month, going 12-1-1 in February. That record was set in April of 2013. The club went 12-3-0. The Blues right now, this is a tough stretch, 15 games in 31 days in the month of March, with only 6 of those being played at Enterprise Center. Jordan Binnington led the NHL 10 wins, ranked third with a 1.44 goals against average in February, fifth with a .945 save percentage during that month. He also ranked first overall in shutouts with 4. Vladimir Tarasenko, we've talked about this being a key for the Blues, had to get hot. He has been. 10 goals, 12 assists, 22 points, and a plus 12 rating to lead the Blues last month. As I talked about, you can see the game tonight at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill on Fox Sports Midwest. They have, during the game, Bud Family Beer Specials, $4 Jack Daniel Cocktails, the $5.99 Blue Sampler Appetizer, $4 Blue Note Bombs. During the intermissions, they have all kind of food and drink specials and giveaways and autographs. It's really a fun atmosphere. It's a party during a Blues game. And with tonight, the early start, it's during really a happy hour. So get off of work early. What do? You go to Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, 11 area locations. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. Your home for all the games all the time since 1990. We'll preview tonight's game with Chris Raby coming up.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At the Home Loan Expert Office, we truly bleed blue. We skate around the competition and we get our clients lower rates on better loans. If the credit cards have you in the penalty box, let us get you out with a cash out refinance. The 5-minute loan approval available at thehomeloanexpert.com. All together now.
Let's go Blues!
Enjoy the podcast.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on Scoops with DannyMac.com. The Blues and the Carolina Hurricanes, and a chance to visit with Chris Raby, who has been following this team all season long. Of course, you can hear Chris on the Blues Radio Network and KMOX. And Chris, the beat goes on right now with the St. Louis Blues.
You know, Dan, we talked a couple of days ago before that Nashville game and talked about the fact that it could be one of the most pivotal games of the year. And I guess it's a good sign for a team when you keep having games at this time of the season that could be the signature win or the best win or the most compelling game. And that's kind of what Tuesday was. You felt for a time like 0-0, but out shooting Nashville the way that you were, that Nashville might be able to steal one, and it could be maybe the backbreaking loss of the year. But all the Blues do is go on to win 2-0. They win the season series 4-1. And Jordan Binnington, you know, we mentioned him as a candidate for the Calder Trophy on Tuesday. He picks up his fifth shutout, 15-2-1 now in 18 games, going back to January 7th when this team woke up that morning in last place in the West and second to last place in the NHL. It's just it's remarkable. It's almost like a movie at this point.
You know, you mentioned the Calder Trophy the other day, and I kind of thought about it when you said it, and you took me back, and I thought, Calder Trophy for him? And then I started to do some of the numbers around the league. You know what? You're spot on. He has got a chance to win that and carry this team into the playoffs. It's a remarkable story.
Yeah, and there aren't really a ton of comps, I don't think. You have to look at some guys that did remarkable things, like Cam Ward, who essentially didn't play all year and then was brought in for Carolina down 2-0 in their first-round playoff series against Montreal. They come back and win. He beats Martin Brodeur in the conference finals. They win the cup. Ken Dryden, who didn't even play till the playoffs. After making his debut, he played six regular season games, became the starting goaltender in the postseason, and won the Conn Smythe as the most valuable player in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and then won the Calder the next year, which I kind of wonder if Alex Reyes could win comeback player and rookie of the year at the same time this year, and if that's ever happened. Or, yeah, I think that would be kind of a funny distinction. But anyway, there just aren't a lot of comps. Kurt Warner, maybe. But, you know, he was a guy on a world-class team.
Yeah, Hall of Famers around
him. Had really high expectations. And he certainly, from an individual standpoint, was remarkable. But, you know, hockey is such a unique game in that the goaltender can literally carry a team.
Exactly.
Despite any other blemishes. And, yeah, you're right. He's right in the mix right now. I think he'll get votes for the Vezina, whether it's fourth, fifth place.
Still
just
time.
Like, yeah, just like I think Craig Berube could get, you know, votes for Jack Adams. And it's just, it's the way this turnaround has gone.
What do you see with now with Berube that the team is doing differently as opposed to what was happening at the beginning of the year? And it wasn't like they played great initially with him, but what do you see now with him as the coach?
Well, the biggest thing is the goaltending. And like we said, that can mask blemishes. And I don't think they're doing a ton different from a system standpoint. I think he has made some good decisions in terms of the lineup and in terms of giving certain guys opportunities. I think that from an offensive standpoint, the biggest difference is that Tarasenko, Shen, and hopefully Shen back in tonight in a full go, but an O'Reilly line. And I just think he's pushing some right buttons. He's obviously a very respected guy. He's obviously someone that's had a lot of success as a head coach. And, you know, more than anything, Dan, I think he knows a lot of these guys really, really well from his time in Chicago and his time coaching a lot of these guys in the AHL when he was the head coach of the Wolves. So there's a systems clarity and kind of a linear concept there that I think is paying off now. And, you know, once the goaltender starts playing well and, you know, they get rolling with a little bit of mojo, he obviously has known the exact buttons to push over the last month.
Do you see them playing differently in front of either Bennington or Allen? You know, when you look at how the goaltenders have played better, especially Bennington, but do you see him playing differently in a system in front of either one of those guys?
Maybe, and I don't know enough, admittedly, technically about, you know, the way rebounds are breaking, or, you know, you'd have to look at, I guess, the equivalent of a spray chart for that. But the one thing I kind of raise my eyebrows at is when people say, well, the Blues play harder in front of Jordan Binnington. I don't know about that. I just think he's better than Jake Allen. So, yeah. You know, if you see a 2-0 win versus Jake, if it's a 3-2 game or a 4-3 game, Jake's getting some of the seconds of back-to-backs now where, you know, maybe the team's a little bit worn down. That Nashville game a couple of weeks ago was a 4-3 game. Thought Jake played pretty well against Minnesota, led a tough one in overtime. But, you know, Jake's been really good too. And as a backup,
right,
he's been a part of this streak as well. And, you know, more than anything, I think you have to give credit to Jake for embracing this role. It can't be easy for him. It happened the other way around when he kind of slid in for Brian Elliott. I don't know what he's saying privately, but he's been a great soldier and he's been, by all accounts, a great teammate. And I think more than anything, the team really, really respects that. But I think as far as the outcome when one or the other is in goal, Jordan Binnington's just better than Jake Allen right now.
Take me inside a dressing room and either a practice or after a game and visiting with Jordan Binnington. What is it like?
Well, it's kind of just like this.
Yeah. So how was the game tonight, Jordan?
It was good. Glad we got the win.
Did you feel any pressure?
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
He's just and perfectly nice, cordial guy. He'll stand there and chat with you a little bit, but I think he just kind of wants to show up and play
do
hockey.
His job, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of like Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
He's not going to give you a great nugget. He might not even spit out the classic cliche, but, you know, he just wants to show up and play hockey. And more than anything, I kind of admire that. Again, you kind of know your guys and kind of know your spots to pick, but yeah, he's. I think you respect that he just wants to show up and play. And it's not that he's mean or disrespectful or rude. And we've both been around plenty of guys like that, and we know the difference. But he just kind of wants to show up and play.
What have we learned about him? How has this happened? Why has it happened? What have we learned?
You know, he's been really good, and he has been really good within the Blues organization, but just hasn't really gotten his chance. And whether that's because the Blues had Brian Elliott and Jake Allen and committed to Jake Allen, or the fact that they had Ville Husso, or the fact that they signed certain guys at the NHL level as backups, Carter Hutton, who became one of the hottest goaltenders in the league last year. But, you know, he's been really, really good. He's always been a guy who's put up kind of a 910, 920 save percentage. He's been really good in the playoffs for Chicago and for Kalamazoo before that, both in the ECHL and the AHL, and put up numbers, you know, Dan, like honestly, it's very similar to this for those teams over the course of his playoff career. Like I think in like seven games for the Chicago Wolves in the playoffs, he had a goals against average of 2 and a save percentage right around 945. Like he's always been really good. It's just that doesn't always translate to the NHL level. And for whatever reason, he was just kind of overlooked or always kind of behind a guy who was behind a guy, maybe like Jose Martinez. Sometimes it just takes a while to get your opportunity. And, you know, in the NHL, sometimes that can be the difference between ever getting a shot. So it's great. And, you know, it's just like he appears to be, I don't even want to say it's not fluky anymore. He appears to almost be getting better and almost getting more confident. Like there was a play in, I want to say it was the Toronto game last Tuesday, where he went behind the net when it was still a 0-0 game, and there was forecheck pressure coming from the strong side, and the puck was almost wedged against the boards, and he kind of turned his stick so that the toe of it was touching the ice, and he worked the puck around the boards that way. That's just a really, really confident and really athletic play where you're heady enough to know how much time you have, know where everyone is on the ice, and know to get that puck to the weak side because that's going to be the least point of pressure. And that just to me is kind of what stands out, that he is getting more assertive and the team is just playing so well on both of those guys right now, but especially when he's in net a lot because of his decision-making.
Hey, Blues fans, pick up the St. Louis Blues hat trick at the Schnucks Deli. You get a half pound of a Schnucks Deli meat, a half pound of another Schnucks Deli meat, Schnucks Deli cheese, all of that ready to go for just $8.99. It's the St. Louis Blues hat trick at Schnucks. And while you're scoring the hat trick, make sure you score some Schnucks Rewards points too. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app. And as a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues, Schnucks would like to say, let's go Blues. I'll continue my conversation coming up with Chris Raby in just a moment. A reminder that this is also presented by Hair Salon for Men, home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. They now have 16 locations in the Gateway City. I go there, get my hair cut there, take both my boys there. They love it. The Blues games are on the TVs. They sit down, wait for me to get my hair cut, and you know what? They get a Coca-Cola because when you walk through the doors, you get a complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine. And the best part, it's only $22. That's all at Hair Salon for Men. And finally, the captain. We haven't talked a lot about him, but quietly, Alex Pietrangelo has put it back together.
Yeah, and I think that so much of it has to do with health. He missed so much time in December with that brutal injury. And, you know, whether it's him or Jay Bomeister, guys that have pedigrees and have done it for a long time, I don't think in hockey we always know the extent of what they're dealing with. And sometimes that leads to criticism that is perhaps unfair or unwarranted. I know Jay Bomeister got it worse than anyone at the beginning of this year.
No doubt.
And he looks now like Jay Bomeister for the first time in a couple of years, a guy who's almost 40 years old who dealt with major hip surgery. Alex Pietrangelo, who may have come back a couple of weeks too early from the shoulder, collarbone, whatever it was. You think you need that, being a defenseman and playing all those penalty kill minutes? So, you know, I think that kind of to go back to your Berube question, guys are healthy right now, or at least with hopefully, knock on wood, Shen and Perron and those guys coming back, guys are about as healthy as you can be at this time of year. And, you know, I think for Alex, that's probably the difference. He plays so many heavy minutes and does so many things in so many different situations that that can really, really take a toll on you. And I can't imagine trying to play, you know, as compromised as he may have been.
Always good to be with you. Thanks.
Thank you, Dan.